Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we learned the importance of wholeheartedly trusting God. As the wise father taught his young son about that, he also warned him about a deadly trap: the temptation to trust oneself instead. That warning is amplified in the wise father's next words. Proverbs 3, verses 7 to 8, reading from the ESV. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It'll be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Even those who are unwary, naive, and easily led astray can be helped by wisdom's instructions. But if they stubbornly refuse to listen, their foolishness metastasizes. They increasingly value ignorance over knowledge, destructiveness over helpfulness, and distortion over truth. And they become those who think themselves wise, convincing themselves in their arrogance that they can decide what's right, perverting whatever is good, forcing on others their own choice of death over life, parasites who progressively destroy their community. Their envy and self-centered ambition spread disorder and every vile practice. So the young son is warned against becoming like them: self-centered know-it-alls who insist on their own way. Instead, he is to resolutely turn away from evil, to give his allegiance to God alone, to consider others as well as himself, to consistently let wisdom direct his choices and shape his disposition, to refuse to make himself the decider of what is true, to understand his abilities, resources, and situations within the framework of God's commands, to follow his wise father's teachings in loving good, in hating wrongdoing, in doing justice, and in being merciful in his relationships, to turn away from evil and honor God. Insisting on his own way, loving evil, and practicing wrongdoing will wreck all the young son's relationships and destroy his character. But rejecting evil and loving God's wisdom will restore and enhance his spiritual, relational, emotional, intellectual, and physical well-being. Verse 8 speaks of flesh and bones to indicate the total person. However, the word translated flesh is the Hebrew word for the umbilical cord which transmits nourishment to the infant in the womb. So also, wisdom's instructions will nourish the young son's relationship with God, and his entire being will flourish. How should the young son respond to such blessing? We'll study that next time in Proverbs 3, verses 9 to 10. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for your wisdom that leads us into your perfect truth. Give us the humility to accept your love, the faith to accept your grace, and the confidence to live joyfully in your goodness. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.